This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Christmas Eve edition of the show, live here on Saturday night, as we always are. We always do a live Saturday show, and I'm not going to take time off for the holidays because I like doing radio, and I enjoy bringing people live content every single night of the week. So, by the way, with you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
And special thanks to our board operator, over at the Genesis Communications Network, Brad came in tonight just to sit with us here on Christmas Eve and do a radio show.
Brad, thank you for your service.
Yep, we wouldn't be able to do it without you, or at the very least, we'd only be on the internet without Brad, because he's the guy who's making it possible for us to be on the satellite tonight, which distributes the show to the various wonderful radio stations that are airing us live, presuming they haven't been, you know, flipped to Christmas music. Sometimes stations will do that, where even though it's a talk radio station, the talk content choices, that like the menu of talk radio shows that are in existence out in the syndicated world, it's just garbage on just in general on weekends, but certainly even worse on a Christmas holiday, because most people are not going to be live on, you know, Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, but we are. So there's actually a couple. I know of at least one station that's actually stopping the music at 7 p.m. Eastern time so they can play Free Talk Live.
Nice.
Live. So, yeah. So it's good to be here. We're here. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Coming up, Daryl, you've got a story related to Christmas, specifically polling numbers.
Yes.
About people and their belief in Santa Claus.
Yes.
As well as Donald Trump.
Right. And it's not just belief in Santa and, you know, their belief on whether or not Donald's on the naughty list or the nice list. But there's also questions about Merry Christmas versus Happy Holidays. How many people are offended by those different phrases? Is there a war on Christmas? And what is more concerning, a war on Christmas or a war with China?
That is all very interesting, and I definitely want to hear that. Also, we want to hear from you. If you want to share your thoughts on anything, you can join us. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We're going to start out, though, with a pastor.
He definitely doesn't believe in Santa.
In Texas, who has caused a stir. Now, this story is a few weeks old at this point, a couple weeks old, and I wanted to hold on to it until tonight for obvious reasons. The story coming from TheAmericanMirror.com. Pastor Dave Grisham filmed himself recently standing in an Amarillo, Texas mall and heckling children as they waited in line to meet Santa. So we're just going to jump in. Rather than giving you the story here, we're just going to play the audio for you from the mall here. Again, you know, we've all seen these situations. We've probably been in them as children, sitting on Santa's lap in some mall somewhere.
20 years ago, I was a mall Santa.
You were a mall Santa.
I was.
How long were you a mall Santa for? Just one season?
Or? One season, and then they brought me back as the Easter Bunny the following year.
So did you like it?
I did.
Really? Rewarding job? You dealing with the, you know, kids were on their best behavior, that kind of thing? Or?
Yeah, it was fun. I'd say it was fun.
What would you have done if you were the mall Santa and this guy showed up here? I'll let you answer that question here in a moment, but let's play the audio here.
Hi, it's Pastor Dave Grisham here for Last Frontier Evangelism, and today we're at the mall in Amarillo, Texas, and we're going to tell the children here today the truth that there is no Santa Claus, and that it's Christmas is about Jesus Christ. Jesus died on the cross to pay for their sins, and Jesus was born in a manger 2016 years ago. So here we go. We're going to tell them the truth.
All right, so he's walking up towards the Santa.
Folks, my name
name is Pastor David. Kids, I wanted to tell you today that there is no such thing as Santa Claus. Santa Claus does not exist. The Christmas season is about Jesus. Jesus was born 2016 years ago. He was born in a manger in a small town called Bethlehem. And that's the truth about Christmas. The man you're going to see today is just a man in a suit dressed up like Santa, but Santa does not exist.
And there are kids staring at this man as he is saying these things.
Of course they're staring at the man.
He has their attention,
yes.
For sure.
Because, you know, anybody that just walks up and starts screaming, it doesn't matter what it is they're talking about, people are going to, you know, stop and look. And then, ultimately, somebody's going to be like, oh, okay, I'm not interested
it's a crazy
in that.
Man. Yeah, well, unfortunately, you know, you can't turn off what this man is saying, and so he
Correct.
Is ruining a lot of kids' Christmases right here, supposedly because he loves Jesus and, you know, is a religious person. Wasn't there a prescription in the Bible that says that Christians are supposed to pray in the closet? That they're supposed to kind of keep their religion to themselves unless they're asked about it?
There was definitely the thing about, you know, pray in your closet.
Yeah.
So, you know, like, don't go out and show people, I'm holier than you are.
Like this guy, basically.
Well, he's not saying that he's holier than other people. He's doing a form of evangelism.
It's evangelism, which I think the Bible is sort of against, at least if I recall correctly.
No, not necessarily.
No? Okay.
The Bible is against the over sort of what's the opposite of piety?
I don't know.
But, you know, like the putting it out of, I'm more righteous than you. I fasted for a week. And just telling people, you know, how righteous you are. The Bible's against that, but the Bible's not against, you know, telling people the truth.
Well, in this case, he continues, and as you might expect, eventually a couple of angry parents do get up in his face.
Yes.
So here we go.
Santa's not real. And parents, y'all need to stop lying to your children and telling them that Santa Claus is real when in fact he's not. When you substitute the lie of Santa Claus in the heart of your child for the truth of Jesus Christ, you are bearing false witness against God.
Now, does it have to be a substitution? I mean, isn't it possible to tell your kids about Santa Claus and also have a religious sort of belief system that you're communicating to them at the same time? Does it have to be one or the other? Can't it be both?
It could be both. And also, you know, like the whole concept of Christmas as it is, you know, generally celebrated is sort of an amalgamation of a bunch of different religious festivals that all happen in the wintertime.
That's true. I mean, basically, the Christians did take over, sort of subsumed a lot of the pagan rituals that existed at the time. The Christmas tree, for instance.
Right.
The time of year that it happens.
Correct.
And I know there's more. I just don't, you know, I haven't studied that real deeply. The toll-free number, if you want to join us with your thoughts here, we are live on Christmas Eve here on Free Talk Live. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you were standing in line as a parent with your kid waiting to go and see Santa Claus, and this guy comes up and starts shouting about, you know, how Santa's not real, how would you have handled that situation? You can share your thoughts with us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. More audio here.
Don't lie to your children and tell them there's such a thing as Santa when you know in reality that there are no flying reindeer. There is no workshop of the North Pole. There is no elves making toys.
Well, now, how do you really know that? I mean, you've never been to the North Pole, now have you? Most people listening, I suspect, have not. It could be real. I mean, we presume that it's not real. There's no evidence that it's real, so I guess that, you know, you do have to kind of prove a claim. But is he onto something here saying, hey, you really shouldn't be lying to your kids? And
I think, you know, the whole you shouldn't be lying to your kids thing, I can go along with.
Yeah.
But to say that, you know, Santa's not real, well, no, there are people that dress up as Santa. It would also, you know, kind of be akin to him going to McDonald's and saying, Ronald McDonald's not real. Well, there's a guy that dresses up in a suit.
There's a statue of him.
Does that not make him real?
We got more to come up here with audio from the parents about to confront this guy. And we'll share that with you coming up here in a moment.
Are Batman and Superman real? There are people that dress up as them.
That's true. 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number. We're live on Christmas Eve. It's Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-967-9298. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-967-9298. That's 1-800-967-9298. 1-800-967-9298.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
For years, you've looked for safe solutions to protect what you've worked so hard to build. How do you
weather the next market correction with confidence?
Now there's a way to conquer the technology hurdle and help protect your profits without buying an annuity in any market condition. Introducing WealthGuard from OnTheMarkMoney.com. WealthGuard lets you know in advance if your accounts are dropping, an early warning system that tracks all your accounts. Get WealthGuard today, 100% free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com. That's OnTheMarkMoney.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for four seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's
Free Talk Live, and it is the live Saturday edition of the show. We are live here on Christmas Eve, and if you're tuned in, you can join us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or just Skype into the show at our Skype username, which is lrn.fm. Now, of course, you know, it's too late to buy something for Christmas, obviously. As far as getting it delivered by tomorrow, that's impossible at this point.
Not impossible.
No.
You could send someone a gift card, an electronic gift card.
Okay.
But a physical product,
yeah.
Yes.
But it's still not too late to get 20% off over at tipsyelves.com, because you can use code FTL and you'll get 20% off anything in the store. We've had the ugly Christmas sweaters that they make on us throughout the Christmas season here. As soon as it starts getting cold, I drag that thing out, because Tipsy Elf sweaters are all about fun. They're serious on quality and construction. If you're attending a holiday party and you're wearing a Tipsy Elf sweater, you will likely be the talk of the party. Certainly people will be commenting to you. It'll start some conversations, as our co-host Jay Noon discovered when he went to an ugly Christmas sweater party.
Yes.
Wearing the sweater that you loaned him from tipsyelves.com, Daryl, and he said that his was definitely the funniest sweater there. So it can be ugly and funny, and you can find that over at tipsyelves.com. Or just ugly, you get those too, over at tipsyelves.com. Use code FTL at the checkout, and that'll get you 20% off site-wide. And that's not just Christmas sweaters. They've also got Christmas suits for men. For women, holiday leggings, sweater dresses, pajamas. They've even got things for pets.
And collegiate apparel.
That's correct. A completely different line. Collegiate line is also 20% off if you use code FTL at checkout at tipsyelves.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts here, we're playing audio, and we've got a little bit more, about a minute left, in this audio of a pastor in Texas who confronts a line of people in a mall who are waiting to bring their kids up to sit on Santa's lap and, you know, do that whole thing. But except he's there to ruin everybody's day with a message of Christ. He's going to let them know, and he is letting them know in this video, that there is no Santa Claus. It's just a man in a suit, and the reason for the season is Jesus, he says. We're going to get back into that.
But isn't Batman just a man in a suit? Isn't Iron Man just a man in a suit?
Well,
aren't all superheroes that go around to Comic-Con and allow people to pose with them just men in suits?
He's mad specifically at this man in a suit because he believes he's replacing Jesus.
Right, and some people, really are into Superman and Batman.
Yeah, but I don't think any... I mean, maybe there's a religion surrounding DC
Comics.
There's
not a religion surrounding Santa Claus.
I get where you're coming from. Let's go to you with your calls and thoughts here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Is this pastor in the right doing what he's doing? How would you respond if you were standing in line as a parent? How do you feel about this guy? You're welcome to share your thoughts here. Let's talk to Jerry, listening in Virginia Beach to WNIS. Jerry, you're on the live Christmas Eve edition of Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yes, hi. How are you?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Okay. Well, I wanted to respond to your the pastor or the evangelist that was speaking about there's no such thing as Santa Claus.
Sure.
My kids are now grown, and it came to a point one day before I got involved in my faith that I used to promote Santa Claus quite a bit. But I do feel when children are very small, that's part of their innocence, the idea of having the big fat man in the suit and the reindeer and North Pole and the whole nine yards. That's great. But by the time they get to a point, whether it's for their bar mitzvah or their confirmation, when they get 12 or 13 years old, then it's time to really break the news about the person of the faith that you feel is important in your family. I don't see any harm that it could be doing when you have little toddlers running down the steps early in the morning believing that Santa Claus took the cookies, while mom and dad are in the bed, sleep, tired from putting together all the toys and mechanisms. I went through it, and I enjoyed my childhood, and so did my children. So that's what
How did you end up finding out? Because I remember when must have been like 7 or 8. I wasn't that old when I finally figured out that. I kind of figured it out. They didn't just break the news to me. I was asking too many questions, right? Like, I was kind of on to this. What about you, Jerry? What was your story?
Well, But I did. I was being disobedient. My mom and dad went out shopping for a brief period. I was about 8, 9 years old, and I snuck into my mother's room. And lo and behold, behind one of the dresses, there was my drum set and a few other things. And my Steve McQueen, one dead or alive, sawed-off rifle, you know, and all the things, the bulldog tank. I'm kind of dating myself. I'm near 70 years old. But,
okay.
Yes, I think Santa Claus has a place in society just to make the kids happiness. But I believe Jesus Christ is the reason for the season, and they should be told at the appropriate time what it's really all about and not about greed.
There you go. Jerry, thanks for sharing your thoughts with us tonight. I appreciate the call here. Thank you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll get your story, Daryl, about how you found out here in a moment.
I really don't remember.
Really? All right. Well, okay. So no suspense there, guys. We'll go to you with your calls and thoughts here. Jack is in Jackson, Michigan, listening to WKHM. Jack, you're on Free Talk Live, live Christmas Eve edition. Go ahead.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you?
Welcome, sir. You're on the air.
Yeah, a couple things. First off, I'm an evangelical Christian myself. We belong to a very conservative denomination, and I don't teach Santa Claus to my kids. I teach them about who St. Nicholas was, the historical St. Nicholas, but I do understand, you know, just the fun of the Santa Claus kind of of the whole, you know, just the fun of St. Nick or Santa Claus and what he does. So we replace that with other things. I do treasure hunts on Christmas morning for my kids, leave them little notes so they can find their presents. And I just, we don't do Santa, but we try and replace it with things that are more fun, if that makes sense.
Okay.
But secondly, I want to comment on the pastor. The Bible refers to being fishers of men, going out, and Jesus talks to his disciples about being fishers of men. That basically means you're going out and spreading the good news. That's part of the Great Commission that Christians are supposed to do. But here's a little tip for people that want to do that, and I'll ask you a question. If you are a fisherman, what do you need to catch fish?
Bait.
Bait, yeah, but what is the most important thing you need to catch fish?
Time.
You need hungry fish. See,
okay.
If fish aren't hungry, they're not going to
bite
the bait.
Sure.
Right. I was thinking more, you know, like if I'm going fishing, things that hooks, bait, line,
rod
and reel.
Beer. You can be prepared as much as you want with all those things. And the same is true for spreading the gospel. You can know the Bible back and forth and up and down. You can know everything. But if you don't have hungry people, you're not going to catch, you know what I mean? You know what I'm getting at?
Right.
So tact is what I'm getting at. When you go in line and you're not catching men. You're not catching souls. You're not.
So you're saying here that as an evangelical, that this guy is going about it in the wrong way. Jack, hang on. I want you to be able to answer that with time here. So hang on. We're going to bring you back. Jack's with us. You can join us as well. Our toll-free number is 855-453. Live Christmas Eve edition. We're here. We'll take your calls and thoughts. 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING.com.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, Hot Christmas Eve edition. We're here. We'll take your calls about anything. It doesn't have to be about this pastor who went into a mall in Amarillo, Texas, and just proceeded to inform a line full of children and parents that Santa Claus isn't real, kids. Your thoughts are welcome. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. How would you have felt if you were one of the parents standing in line? And this guy comes around and just basically ruins everything that you've set up as far as many years of, you know, trying to have a little bit of fun with the kids. Is it the same thing as lying if you're just kind of creating a fun story? I mean, are movies lies to kids? Those people aren't real either. Is Santa Claus really the same thing as a lie? I mean, yeah, it's not true, but it's not like you're trying to deceive the kids for, you know, a negative reason with Santa Claus. So, I don't know. I mean, I guess his best point is that Santa Claus isn't, you know, you're not telling your kids the truth, and it's, you don't want to teach your kids that it's okay to lie. So I think that's right. His most persuasive point. But I guess I'm curious how you feel about it.
I'd say the bigger lie is the Tooth Fairy.
Why? Why is that bigger?
Well, because at least with Santa, there are people that dress up as Santa.
True.
And, you know, there's people that will do, you know, secret Santa to where they'll just go around and, you know, like, give somebody a present and nobody ever really knows who it's from. With the Tooth Fairy, that's a lie from the get-go. All it is, you know, you taking the tooth and sliding, you know, a dollar bill or a quarter.
Yeah.
I don't even know what a tooth goes for these days.
It's probably more than a quarter. It was a quarter or whatever, maybe 50 cents when I was a kid.
Yeah.
That was in the 80s.
But, you know, like, that's just a big, huge, flat-out lie.
Toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Something else that's a lie is, well, pretty much everything the government tells you. And they want you to get health insurance. In fact, they're trying to force you to get health insurance, but there are still ways around it. HealthExcellenceSelect.com is an option that actually gives you freedom from health insurance. So you go with HealthExcellenceSelect.com. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, a no-charge 24-hour access to doctors, including traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and the price over at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. Plus, they'll give you a medical information card that you can give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want. Just head over to learn more at HealthExcellenceSelect.com. We go back to Jack. He's in Jackson, Michigan, listening to WKHM. We're here live on Christmas Eve. Jack, you were telling us that you, like this pastor, are also an evangelical Christian, but it sounded like maybe you weren't in favor of his tactics.
No, sir.
Yeah, go ahead.
No, sir, I'm not at all. And like I said, with the analogy of fishing, when Jesus tells his disciples to be fishers of men, I said, you know, to catch fish, you need hungry fish.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you don't have any hungry fish in that line of people going to see, you know, Santa Claus, quote unquote, what good are you doing? You're being a nuisance and annoyance. Now, I'm kind of in a precarious situation here because I can't say that what I hear him saying is incorrect. Okay, let's establish that. I'm not saying he's doing anything to be mischievous himself. Maybe his heart is in the right place, but I think it does lack an element of tact. Because if I am annoying you, and I call up at this show every night and I annoy you, and then tomorrow night I annoy you, and then I try to talk to you about Jesus and why I believe in Jesus, I'm not going to do any good.
We actually have a caller like that.
I know, but we're not discussing other people here.
Right.
Basically, when Christians will take the Great Commission, and that is what we refer to as going out and spreading the gospel to, you know, basically all the lands, all the living creatures, it says, actually. But what that is only half of it. To spread the gospel is actually only half of the Great Commission. The other half is to make disciples. And people, what they do is skip that part. And just about every Christian you talk to doesn't understand what that means. And a disciple, you know, is a student. My question is, are you making students out of people? Are you actually teaching the gospel when you're just in their face and telling them?
No, and I can't imagine that anybody in that line was saying to themselves, you know, we really ought to get down there to the church that this guy's from. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Jack.
You're not opening a two-way dialogue at all. So.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Yeah, he's just shouting at people. Thanks for the call tonight.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. And, you know, there's a time and place where that may not be a bad tactic if the goal is not to recruit the people you're shouting at. Like,
right.
You know, if the goal is to promote via the video that you make why your organization is so great, or, you know, try to get a bunch of views on YouTube, because this did get some views on YouTube. It's up to nearly 600,000 views.
How many dislikes clicked on that video?
5,200 compared to 1,200 likes.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise
me.
That
means anything. I mean, some people... Well, anyway, let's continue with your calls and thoughts here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to Rob, listening in Oakland, New Jersey, to WVNJ. Go ahead, Rob.
Yes, is it okay if I mention a lecture on YouTube?
A lecture?
A lecture.
Oh, a lecture. Yeah, sure.
All right. You just go to YouTube, search Richard Carrier Mystical Jesus.
And what will one find? I mean, can kind of give us a summary of what that is.
He's a doctorate in ancient history, and he did research on the history of Jesus. And the irony is, that pastor saying that Santa's not real. Jesus is improbable at being real.
That's an interesting point. You know, the point could be that there's even less evidence that Jesus existed than there is that Santa Claus.
Exactly. The thing is, the Gospels, like the first Gospel is Mark. By most scholars, like the first Gospel is Mark, and it's all allegory and literary allusions to the Old Testament. It's not recording history. And the earliest Christian writings are the Pauline epistles. And he talks about, like, a strictly heavenly being. And there's interpolations in it that make him look like he's historical. But Paul is talking about a heavenly being that had, like, a heavenly celestial sacrifice.
Yeah, aren't there some parallels that were drawn between Jesus, the character, and also, like, the sun god, for instance?
That's a mistake. Drawing pagan parallels, that's a mistake. There is are it? Some, but if you really do the research, it's all Jewish. It's like all Jewish from Scripture.
So it's like one of the Zeitgeist movies.
That's what I was thinking of.
Everything they claim in that Zeitgeist of every religion is the same as Christianity. All of that info has been debunked numerous times.
That's bad scholarship from the 18th century.
Okay. Rob, thanks for bringing that up tonight, man. Anything else you want to share? Go ahead.
Check out Richard Carrier, Dr. Robert M. Price, and David Fitzgerald. If you research them and what they say and stuff,
The mythical Jesus.
Yeah, Richard okay. Carrier, mythical Jesus.
Thank you, Rob. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thanks for the call tonight. And, Merry Christmas and all that. Happy holidays. We got to get to this these statistics here in a little bit, because you've got an interesting poll numbers about how Americans feel about Christmas. We'll get into that coming up. But we're actually not done with the audio from this video of the pastor who just is trying to ruin some children's Christmas by going and supposedly telling them the truth, or at least what he believes the truth is about Jesus and so on and so forth.
Right, and he also said
Santa.
That Jesus was born 2016 years ago, when actually most biblical scholars will say that Yeshua, who most people call Jesus, was likely born somewhere between 4 B.C. and 7 B.C.
Hmm. All right.
When they did the counting for the calendars, they were off by a couple of years, but they didn't realize it until several years later, and they were like, we're not going to change the calendar again, because they aren't really certain.
Mm.
So that's why, again, most estimates is either 7 B.C. to 4 B.C.
Yeah, who's more real? Is Jesus the character more real, or Santa Claus more real? I think that guy was making an interesting point. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Was Jesus the Son of God, or was he just another prophet, as some other religions believe?
That's what the Jews believe.
And the Muslims. Free Talk Live. You can join us here. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin, but imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com. Do you need a website for your blog or new business? It can be pretty intimidating on your own, and that's why Free Talk Live has partnered with HostGator, one of the top hosting companies. HostGator offers a simple, one-click, easy installation for WordPress, 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, and a very intuitive, user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation back into your hands. Go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off of their regular hosting prices. 50% off. HostGator.com/FTL.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit portable.com. affordablesolarllc.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at portablesolarllc.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to portablesolarllc.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
How confident are you in your food storage? If it was all you had to rely on, would it sustain your family? Hard times, good times, or any time, Numana Storable Food is the proven superior choice. Learn for yourself what happened when one man ate only Numana Storable Food for an entire month. Online at PowerPrepper.com. That's PowerPrepper.com. Experience the Numana difference.
American-made food stores are left to eat. Yum!
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. We are here on Christmas Eve, and we have time for you if you'd like to join us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Now, you don't have to comment on the topic that's on the table, which is this pastor in Amarillo, Texas, where he walks into a mall. He's got a video camera, and then he just proceeds to announce openly and loudly to a large line of people that are waiting to have their kids visit Santa Claus. He announces to them that Santa is not, in fact, a real character, that he is a man in a suit, and that, therefore, it's some sort of violation, that kids, your parents have been lied, are lying to you, shame on you, parents. I mean, I'm summarizing essentially what he says here, right, over the first 2 minutes of the video. We'll play the remaining minute here in a moment when he gets confronted by some of the parents, understandably upset about what this man is doing. And so we continue with your calls and thoughts. You can join us. By the way, if you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can get your shopping done with us by going to shop.freetalklive.com. You enter Amazon through the links you'll find there, Amazon US, UK, Canada. Just get your shopping done. Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price when you start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Kevin. He's in Lakewood, New Jersey. Kevin, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, Kevin. Great. Go ahead.
Yeah, firstly, the pastor, I believe he could definitely, you know, your caller earlier precluded to, he could definitely use a lesson in tact.
Yeah.
You know, number one, the book of Matthew tells us, I'm a firm believer in Jesus Christ, and I don't know the Bible. You know, I can't quote every book and passage and verse in it, but, mm-hmm. you know, what I do know, I believe I got a pretty firm grasp on. The book of Matthew tells us when you pray, you know, don't stand on a street corner and, you know, wave your arms and draw this attention to you. Because that attention, that adoration that you're receiving, that is your reward. You know, that's as far as your reward is going to go, as far as God's concerned. You know, the people looking at you and going, wow, look how holy that guy is. You know, look how dedicated he is. That's it. So I'm surprised the pastor, you know, hasn't taken a little more notice than that.
Well, there's plenty of hypocritical pastors out there. I mean, this really shouldn't surprise anybody. I mean, some of these guys are just terrible.
Yeah. I can understand. I can certainly relate. You know, I can empathize where he's coming from, though. I mean, it was a real place of debate, you know, with the mother of my kids. I have a 7-year-old son and a 4-year-old daughter. And when my son was born, you know, he started, you know, he was a year old or so, and, you know, Christmas time was coming up. And I was pretty much against the Santa Claus thing, you know, because this was my problem. How do you have children? And, you know, you're teaching them, you know, of course you're going to teach them about Santa Claus, and they're excited about that, and they look forward to it every year. And as a Christian, you're trying to teach them about Jesus also, you know, in stages as it goes. And at a point in time, there comes a point in time where it's like, okay, now you know that Santa's not real, you know, sorry. But this other guy was talking about all these years, now he is real. You got to believe in him, you know.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from.
We lied to you about this thing, but right, this other thing wasn't.
So like the boy who cried wolf, right, where, you know, he lies, and then all of a sudden the wolf shows up. Okay, yeah.
That's not instilling a good hurt, you know. I mean, that's, you know, you have faith in something and then abandon it. You know, that's
you could be planting. If you're a Christian who's teaching about Santa Claus, you could be planting seeds of doubt inadvertently in your kid's mind. I get where you're coming from with that. That's an interesting point. So, what ended up happening between you and your wife at the time? Are you guys still together? Or?
Well, like I said, you know, my son's 7, my daughter's 4. My son still believes in Santa, but in the last couple of years, like you said, I've been planting that seed. You know, I've been telling him there's a secret of Christmas, Dan. His name is Tanner. Tanner, there's a big secret about Santa. You're going to learn it, you know. And I've been telling him, like, there's these steps that, you know, that men take in their lives, that people take in their lives, and it's all about growing up in these big steps. And you're ready to take a big step pretty soon, you know, about learning this big secret of Christmas. That's what I tell them it is.
That's kind of a cool way to, you know, maybe if you're, like you're saying, planting that seed of, hey, there's this secret, then maybe it won't hurt as much when he finds out about it.
I'm trying to set him up for this. You know, I don't want this to be a traumatic thing for him, and I certainly don't want it to cause any abandonment in his faith in Jesus, which,
you
know.
If you were the one who was against teaching them about Santa Claus, how did you end up losing that, you know, that discussion? Because presumably both parents need to be on the same page about this, because you don't want one parent saying one thing and the other one saying the other.
She makes more money than me. I don't know what else to say. No, I mean, she's, it's been a give and take thing. Mm-hmm. The other thing I was going to say, too, also.
But is she also religious? I'm sorry to interrupt you. Is she religious?
No, she's not. And that has been, I mean, we're actually separated now.
Okay.
That was a huge, you know, area of concern in our relationship.
Sure.
You know, she wasn't interested in it.
All right.
But, I was going to say also, if there's more than one kid, you know, the siblings, like my daughter is 4, my son's 7. I think it's going to help also, you know, with him, like I'm saying, these steps in growing up, he's going to learn the secret of Christmas. And now it's up to him, you know, to help his sister along. But now he's going to, you know. Now, Willow's going to learn this, too. You know, she still believes in Santa. So I think that's going to help him, you know, kind of along. You know, he knows something that his sister doesn't. Now he's the bigger brother. He gets to, you know, guide her
through
it and everything.
Kevin, thanks for calling to share your experience tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And Merry Christmas. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you here in the studio, by the way, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
And we've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Playing more now from the video of the pastor in Texas who went into a mall and started yelling about how Santa isn't real. Here's the rest of it.
That you buy all the gifts and put them under the tree, that's all the truth. And there is no real Santa Claus. There is no Santa. It is not your place to lie to your children. Tell them the truth about Jesus Christ. Tell them the truth about what Christmas is all about. That it's about Jesus. And it's not about Santa Claus. There is no Santa Claus. There is no Santa Claus. It's about Jesus. Tell them the truth.
Go. Yes, we do tell them the truth. Now, go on.
Sir, don't put your hands on me.
Go on. Quit talking this mess. You understand me?
Keep your hands to yourself.
I got my kids over there. We don't need you coming over here blabbing whatever the hell you're blabbing.
I'm telling you the truth, that there is no Santa Claus.
Now, go.
I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving. You need to keep your hands to yourself, sir, and don't put your hands on people. That's
assault. Don't come over here talking your mess.
And don't come over here and tell your children the truth, that there is no Santa Claus.
Now, there's another guy showing up here, so he's starting to attract a number of people directly in front of him here at this point.
It's not your decision for me to tell my kids what's the truth and what's not.
The truth is there is no Santa Claus.
Okay.
There is no Santa, and Christmas is about Jesus.
But the parents are all right with that.
The parents are all right with lying to their kids.
Yeah. Not your decision to make.
That's a sin. It's a sin in the eyes of God.
What you
kids, there is no Santa. Santa's not real. Your parents are lying to you. Don't believe it.
There is a Santa.
Y'all have a nice day.
So he takes off before mall security can arrive to presumably remove him from the premises,
yes,
as they likely should do in that circumstance. Is it a sin to tell your kids a lie about Santa Claus?
Lying is, you know, a violation of one of the Ten Commandments.
Thou shalt not bear false witness.
Yes.
That one.
So telling a lie is bearing a false witness.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's his strongest point, is that you shouldn't lie to your kids. And I think the guy who called earlier makes a good point, and that is that if you are indeed a religious person and you're teaching your kids about Santa Claus, inevitably knowing that inevitably they're going to find out the truth, and, well, okay, mom and dad lied to me about this, so what else are they lying to me about that? Yeah, that's how I ended up becoming very skeptical of the state when I found out the state was lying to me about the war on drugs. When they were lying to me about marijuana, I found myself wondering, you know, what else are they lying to me about? If they're lying to me about this relatively benign plant and telling me all kinds of horror stories about this relatively benign plant, then what else am I being, you know, precluded from knowing?
Right.
So you can share your thoughts with us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But I also agree that, you know, this guy's tactics are terrible. He's not going to get through to anybody. He's going to cause a lot of confusion. He's going to cause a lot of anger between the children and the parents, cause some conversations that perhaps the parents weren't ready for.
Right.
So not the best approach. I don't know if there would be a better approach as far as people in a line waiting for Santa Claus. Probably not the right time or the place for what it was that he was trying to do.
Maybe some kind of, I don't know if literature, you know, like a trifold handout,
yeah,
sort of.
Literature something. To maybe try to persuade the parents. Now, you don't want to go and hand the, you know, the kids, hey, kids, Santa's not real. That wouldn't work. That would just cause, you know, the same kind of strife. But if you wanted to try to persuade the parents, hey, like, stop lying to your kids. Maybe you shouldn't be doing that, and here's the reasons why. At least then you wouldn't be outing Santa Claus right there in front of the kids.
Right.
I mean, you can see these kids in that line. They're just kind of standing there wide-eyed staring at this guy. And so I'm sure they were having a terrible day because of him. Hour number two is coming up. Take control. Free Talk Live.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact the station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.